Give to the Salvation Army in person or online. They've got kettles out on street corners. Maureen McDonald from WGN Radio, one of our valued staff members here, and I were there at 9 o'clock this morning, and other members of the staff have been out there before and after. They're out there right now, in fact. So if you're at Upper Wacker Drive, downtown Chicago, and Michigan Avenue, think right by the Fannie Mae store, right across the river from the Tribune Tower.
The Blackhawk store.
It's literally in front of the Blackhawk store. They're very nice to us over there, as they are at the Fannie Mae store. Drop some money in that bucket or one that's nearby. Or you can do it digitally. You can go online. If you go to WGNradio.com, and you do, click on the John Williams page. There's producer Elif and me, and there's a link right to my digital kettle. We have an ambitious goal, and I'd sure love it if you could make a donation there. Lieutenant Colonel Charles Smith is on the line from the Salvation Army. Charles, it's John. How are you?
I'm doing fine, John. How are you today?
Good. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a good day.
Yeah. Well, how's it going? Is it too soon to ask? Do you guys know?
No, things are going well for us. Even with yesterday's snow, I think we're still doing a faster pace with our kettles ahead of last year.
Oh, good.
This year's kettle goal is $3 million of our $25 million goal overall, and we're ahead of last year at this time, so we're really happy about that.
You know, we posted a little video. One of your colleagues from the Salvation Army, Meridian, isn't that a lovely name? She was there.
It's a great name.
And she's really good at what she does. And so she put an Instagram live video up, and we've shared that on my Facebook page and Instagram as well. This is the point. I think if you do like to give that money out on a cold, slippery day, maybe you don't have your hands free, you don't want to fumble with your purse or your wallet because it's cold, get that dollar or that quarter or that amount of money that you think you could or would give. Get it ready before you go out. Have it in a convenient spot so that when you do find the kettle, hey, I don't have to fumble. I've already thought this through. I'm ready to give. Right? Isn't that a swell idea?
I think it's a great idea. You know, just keep the cash right there in your pocket, ready to be able to give, because there's over 1,000 kettle locations around the Chicagoland area, so you could be ready at any time.
Can I tell you a story that what happened today? David Miranda from WGN was out on Michigan Avenue with the kettle, right? And a guy walked up,
okay,
had his gloves on and everything. He got to his wallet. He couldn't open his wallet, so he just opened the leaves of it and said, David, take some money out.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, my.
Isn't that nice?
That's great.
Yeah.
That's the holiday spirit.
It really is. And people were so, you know, some people ignore us. Some people give. Some people don't give, but you can see that they're happy that you're there. This is the holiday. The Salvation Army is very much a part of the holiday. The Salvation Army is part of people's lives all year long. But the kettles and the bells are a cheery tradition, and I know a lot of you appreciate that. So thank you for everything you're doing. Remember, WGNradio.com, on the John Williams page, there's a link right to my digital kettle, and boy, we're trying to do as well as we can there. Give me an example of when I give some money, how that money is used, who does it go to, Charles? Do you have anything you could sort of shed light on that way?
Sure. I have a great story for you. I would tell you that, you know, Salvation Army offers a large number of different types of programs. And one of the great things is when we can work together, not only with ourselves, but with other agencies, and be able to help families that are in need. We recently, this past summer, had a single mom with a large family who had two boys who are part of our after-school program. So there's one program right there. And the two boys were approaching eighth grade and high school graduations. And their mom, unfortunately, had a loss of her job and resulted in her being evicted from her apartment. And so our Salvation Army folks knew what was going on, and they reached out to them and recommended that we connect them with our Shield of Hope, which is the homeless launching pad for families that are homeless, that the city works along with the Salvation Army to be able to assess their needs and try to figure out where's a good shelter for them to be at. And fortunately, knowing of our story, the Shield of Hope staff did a quick assessment of their situation, was able to find the shelter that we partner with out near the location where they previously lived. We were able to provide the boys with some clothes that they could wear to graduation. Both boys were able to go to their graduation with all their classmates like they had hoped for. And then our Salvation Army held a little party for their family so that they could celebrate together. And, you know, and now that family's still within the shelter that's near our facility and continue to receive support services that we can provide to help them get stabilized. So, you know, just an overall great working together and showing the various ways in which the Salvation Army is able to help people.
See, that's what I'm talking about. $25 million is impressive to me, but that's a number. I'm more interested in two. I'm more interested in two boys and a mom, a family. I'm more interested in that. Mm-hmm. That, to me, is why I want people to donate to the Salvation Army, not because $25 million is an awesome amount of good, but because I now know of a couple of boys that had a nice graduation party and have some clothes and a warm place to sleep tonight. That's what the Salvation Army does.
Well, you hear many stories that are told of interactions with the Salvation Army, and even though their primary need at that point was how do we deal with the homeless situation and care for the needs of our overall family, the memories that the boys will take back with them in their adult years was, hey, I was able to celebrate graduation with my classmates. I was able to do that. Why? Because the Salvation Army cared enough to get involved.
I was
and
on,
so
yeah, keep going, Charles. Well,
I was just going to say that's a great thing.
Yeah, I was on the train the other day, and I went from the South Street station downtown to the end of the Rock Island line in Joliet. I had an hour and 20-minute train ride. I was all set to read. I was going to read my book the whole way. I was looking forward to it. A guy sits down next to me just before the train takes off. He goes, "How you doing?" I said, "How you doing? Is my bag okay here?" "Yeah, your bag's okay there." So we kind of just situated ourselves as we were sitting next to each other. And then he struck up a conversation with me and talked almost nonstop for the next hour and 20 minutes. So there goes my quiet read on the train. Anyway, he lives on the far south side, has family down there. And he said, "Look at this." And he opens up his phone and shows me a picture of his kids swimming in the Croc Center. The Croc Center is the most fantastic place in the world. It's how long has that been open? About 15 years, 10 years?
Actually, our Croc Center just celebrated their fifth anniversary this past year in 2017.
Fifth anniversary? So really? I thought it was longer than that. Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
no.
Hallelujah. So, and so here was this place. It looks like a junior college campus. It's got swimming pools. It's got music center. It's got places for people to worship, but also to study and to work on the arts. It's got a tennis court. It's got great basketball courts. The Bulls have been partners with. It's just a really wonderful facility. And he goes, "Look, these are my kids swimming." And he and I talked about how oftentimes people of color don't have access to, say, on the South Side, swimming pools and country clubs. They don't learn to swim that well. He goes, "My kids know how to swim. They go to the Croc Center." I'm like, "Dude, I know about the Croc Center. I'm a big advocate for that place. I love that place. And I just thought you should know that. Talk about touching, you know, families one child at a time."
Well, you know, that was all the result of a very generous donation we received from the Croc family. And the fact is that they did not want us to put this in necessarily an affluent area. They didn't want it to become something that was just to help a community that already had assets and such. They wanted us to place it in a place of need that we could impact an area. The area where the Croc Center is located on the far south side is certainly been much improved since its development and being built. Shopping has risen, work opportunities have risen, and I think it just shows the impact that facility is making in that part of the neighborhood.
Okay, well, thanks for your time. Let's visit again. And remember, if you are wondering what you're going to do with an extra dollar, or if you're near a computer today and you think, "Boy, I want to make sure that the next two boys that maybe don't have a place to live on the night of their graduation do have a place to live, do have clothes, do have a warm shelter, maybe even a nice party with their friends," then make that donation to the Salvation Army. My virtual kettle is at WGNradio.com. Just go to the John Williams page. There's me, there's Elif, and you can make your donation right now. Keep up the good work, Charles, and we'll be in touch, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, John. Appreciate the opportunity.
That's Lieutenant Merry Christmas to you, Lieutenant Colonel Charles Smith.